Live from the Peoria Chamber of Commerce headquarters, you are listening to the Peoria Chamber Radio Hour presented by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, alongside Ashley Scott, Director of Members and Corporate Relations of the Peoria Chamber of Commerce. Ashley, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You are more than welcome. Usually we have Guy Erickson, the executive director, yes. But it's such a pleasure to see a pretty face.
Well, thank you.
See, this is really good. I really enjoyed that. So before we get to our two really incredible guests, full of entrepreneurial spirit and really a great business sense. I'm looking forward to this interview. Let's talk a little bit about the Peoria Chamber of Commerce. You got some, first of all, let's describe the Peoria Chamber. It's a great organization. And how would you describe the Peoria Chamber?
The Peoria Chamber of Commerce is really here in Peoria to help grow business in this area. We've got a lot of great members that are just looking for opportunities to meet new people, get involved in the community, and we've got a wide range of opportunities to help them accomplish those goals.
You really do. It's an excellent chamber. If people want to network, if they want to establish more relationships,
yes.
And that's the best way through business anyway, to get more clients is to give and really be there for others. But you have charitable events, and you do a lot of different things. And Peoria is such a fast-growing city.
It's
unbelievable.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a lot. It's exciting being a part of this, and like you said, it's a really fast-growing community, and we've got a lot of new business that are popping up in the area every month, and so we're just trying to get involved and like I said, just help all those businesses grow.
And you're in such a beautiful area, P83.
Mm-hmm.
Took me 14 months to figure out what is P83. I thought it was a bingo game, and anyway, it wasn't. But restaurants near here,
yes.
You got the Arrowhead Town Center, the big mall. You got a lot of things. You go up 83rd Avenue North, mm-hmm. You're going to find like 20 new developers, real estate developers. Very impressive houses up there. I just bought a house up there.
Oh, great.
Can you believe it?
It's a great spot.
It really is.
I'd like to move to that area, too.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, and it's just not that far, maybe 15 minutes up the road.
Yep.
So it's very cool. So you got some events. Let's go over some of your events going on for the listeners.
An event that we have coming up, you mentioned that we do charitable events, and one of those is Dinner on the Diamond, and that is happening February 18th at the Peoria Sports Complex. What's really neat about this event is we have dinner on the baseball field at the Peoria Sports Complex. And part of the proceeds benefit the Peoria Diamond Club. And that organization funds grants for different children's organizations in the area. So we're really excited to partner with them and to help them fund some of the great things that they've got going on.
That's awesome. And that, I hear that's a really good event. And it's one of your signature events, I believe.
It is, yes.
Which is awesome.
And we've got a great silent auction coming together. We'll also have raffle prizes. Some of the things that we've got to be given away is two round-trip tickets from Southwest Airlines.
Ooh.
We've got a foursome at Forest Highlands Golf Club, which is a private golf course in Flagstaff.
I've been there.
Yeah?
Oh, it's beautiful out
there. I'm sure it is. It's a great area. So that's really exciting. We've got a couple different two-night stays in some hotels in Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's sort of a cool deal.
Yeah, and we've got a couple different wine tasting and tour options from a couple vineyards up in the Sedona and Cottonwood area.
Wow.
Just to name a couple things, we've got a ton of prizes.
Those are good giveaways.
Yeah.
That's really good gifts.
Yeah.
How do I sign up?
You can go to our website, peoriachamber.com, find all the information for dinner on the website as well as sign up.
I suspect you have to be a member to, no, maybe not.
You do not.
Okay.
It is open to everyone.
Wow. Oh, this is good. I'm going to promote this on my other shows on NBC Sports
Great.
And 1480 AM KPHX
because yes.
people need to know about this.
Yes, we have got room on the Diamond for 300 people. So space
Ooh.
Is limited, but we've got tickets available. So sign up quick.
Is it
so
like a romantic candlelit type of dinner situation?
No, it's fun and lighthearted. We'll have a vintage baseball demonstration. We've got a couple groups from Arizona Broadway Theater and Theater Works that'll be performing, as well as having Mayor Carlett speak and a couple retired baseball players speak. So it's a really fun event. And again, the venue is just kind of neat, being able to be down on the baseball field.
That's good. It's not this romantic candlelight, because then you'd have to wear a tuxedo on the diamond. And, you know, who wants to do that at a baseball situation?
And baseball jerseys are allowed for this event.
That's good.
But, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Wow, some exciting things. Anything else before we get to our guests, or is that what's sort of going on?
You know, we do actually have a unique opportunity with this event. For anyone that purchases a table of eight, they have the opportunity to purchase a spring training ticket package. And the Peoria Sports Complex has given us a couple options. The first option is 100 lawn tickets. And again, that's for $100. So that comes down to $1 per ticket.
Wow, outstanding.
And you've got 5 date options to choose from. And you can choose all 100 tickets for one game. You can split it up 50 tickets for 2 games. So we've got a couple options there. The second package available is also $100, and that is for 20 outfield box tickets. And again, you've got a choice between 5 different dates. That's a really great option for any business owners to use those tickets for their employees, or customers, or, you know, holding different contests in their store, that kind of thing, to help build a database, you know, to give those tickets away. It's a really great opportunity for any businesses.
That is fantastic. Wow, some really good stuff.
Yeah.
I really am excited for the members and the guests of the Peoria Chamber of Commerce. A lot of good stuff. And the website again?
PeoriaChamber.com.
Excellent. Easy. Yeah. Get there. Yeah. Look it up and have some fun and make contacts. And, well, we're excited to have 2 great business owners right now. My Office Business Suites, Executive Suites. We have Shelly Bade, Principal, and Jill Pogrant, Managing Member. Shelly, Jill, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
You are more than welcome. And, boy, I'll tell you, I know about Executive Suites. I think it's the thing of the present and the future. There's no question about it. And let's start, though, a little bit about the concept of Executive Suites. So for those who don't really know what an Executive Suite is, I think many know, maybe many may not know. How would you describe an Executive Suite, especially how you designed yours?
Ours is a little unique. We do offer private office space for the executive who wants to be able to come in, work privately, but have a concierge to meet and greet their clients. But we also offer a different version of it, meaning a shared office space. So if somebody wants an office one day a week, 2 days a week, but not the whole week, and that would fit their budget a little bit better, we offer plans where they can get office space by the hour. We offer space where if they just want to come in and use the internet, they can come sit in our open area and have a cup of coffee with us.
Which is awesome, because everyone needs really a place to conduct business. And I think you offer a lot of flexibility. Let me ask you about the shared office space. Is that the same office each time with, and you know who your other shared people are, or is it rotating?
No, it would be the same day every week. And it's in the same office. They have a place where they can store their stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Under lock and key, so nobody gets into their stuff, and they don't get in anybody else's stuff either.
Well, I think that's unique, actually. And you can have variations of one day to up to 3 days or something on a shared space, but not 4.
Well, they could have 4, but then they might as well have a 24/7 office.
That's what I'm thinking. See, I'm selling for you right now. But, no, I think that's a great concept. I haven't heard that one before. I'm glad we're going over this, because that is so desirable for someone that maybe a salesperson would fit that, because they're out in the field, but they want to come back and do paperwork or meet some clients. It could be designed for almost any type of business, it seems like.
It is. It's for somebody that's working from home and does want to come in and it's somebody from a different part of the valley that wants to say, hey, I want to check out that West Valley. I hear good things.
Yeah. Oh, I like that a lot. That sounds unique to me than probably some competitors, because I haven't heard that concept at all before. And you have different plans, and that's what we're really talking about right now, the virtual office space. How would you describe that?
We have virtual offices packages that start at $50 a month. If somebody just needs a place for their mail and address, that's all they can. That's all they need. That's great. We have Meet Me There packages. They start at $60 a month. Come in Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, sit down, have some coffee, use our internet. It comes with it.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So that, wow, that sounds like a really good deal, actually, quite honestly, is because it's nothing like credibility. It doesn't mean you're not credible if you don't have an office, but there's no, it would take any doubt out of it if you have a real office, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I'm a CPA and a business consultant, and that is certainly affordable. And if most people can't afford that, well, I guess as their CPA, we'd have to change their business model a bit, because it's like, wait a minute, $50 a month, you know, that is certainly way worth the cost of and the value of having that, because you know, I've seen people, they go, well, meet me at, you know, certain retail locations. I'll mention the name Starbucks or Paradise Valley. But, you know, you're taking a chance there, you know, especially on a new client, a new potential client. You're taking a chance, like, don't you have an office? And then what do you say? It's like, I can't afford 50 a month. I'm sorry. You know, that could blow the whole deal. So I love what you have here. And so the virtual sounds good. The Meet Me There, and that's, again, not an office, but you can use your lounge area or whatever.
It's an open space, basically. Okay. And they come in, and we have a kitchen that serves coffee. So if they want to, say, meet two people there, they can come in, and they can have a table by themselves.
Cool. See, I think that's good. Confidentiality is so critical. So many laws on that these days with CPAs, attorneys, financial planners.
And then if they want to have a private meeting somewhere, we have offices available that are set up. They're already furnished, and these people can then move their meeting or gathering to a private office and shut the door, which makes it very, very accommodating for
them. Really does. So that would be like maybe a partial day type package.
They can book that by the hour as well, and it's at a discounted rate because they're already in our network of businesses.
That is really cool. Now, the shared office, we talked about private offices, and of course that's exclusive, I suspect, 24/7 that you can have access?
Or? Yeah, the private office user gets 24/7. If they want to work at midnight on Saturday, they're more than welcome to.
And the key is working. No partying allowed. No, I mean, I guess you could have small parties. I don't know. I'm just making that up. But no, it you know, like, I work weekends and late at night. That would be ideal, because
a lot of people do already have a job, and this is just something they're trying to grow and say, hey, okay, well, I can't work 8 to 5, but I can work nights and weekends.
Yeah, that's a very good point. So you're really accommodating such a wide variety, diverse set of people, because if you have a full-time job, and you're right, there's a lot of people from real estate, mortgage brokers. I have clients like that they have a full-time job, mm-hmm. and then they start working after 5. Now they can have their own office.
Yep.
Because good luck, Starbucks closes sometimes at 9 or 10.
Right.
That would be tough. I remember getting kicked out many times. I begged to stay till 11. They said, okay, as we clean up. So now, what's the MyPass concept? I saw that on your website. I really enjoyed reading about that. Explain a little further on that.
The MyPass is basically for somebody, we give them a day pass and to say, come see us, come visit us, come use our internet. With that, they get the whole 8 to 5. Well, it has to be Monday through Friday. But then they can have 1 hour of a private space. So if they come in early, do some work, but they know, okay, at 11 o'clock I'm going to meet my client. Now I want to go into a private office to meet my client. The client, it gives them the image that, oh, this is your office? Wow.
See, that is really very, very appealing. I think it would be to many, many people. And if I remember, it sounded pretty a good value in terms of cost.
It's a really good deal. It's $25 for the whole day. And they get the internet, they get coffee, and a free hour.
And if you go to our website, which is myofficeaz.com, you can click on My Pass, and we have a special where you can get one pass for $25, or if you go ahead, you can buy five, and it's $100. So that gives you a discount.
Yeah, that is good. That's actually very, very accommodating. There's no question. Now, how would you describe your executive suites compared to others? Why are you unique? And maybe we should go through, if you want, the background, how this even came together. I think that might be somewhat interesting, how this concept really appeared in your minds to make it a reality.
Oh, boy. Well, I've seen the executive suite since 1985, and the concept has actually been around since the 60s. It started in New York. There was an attorney that had a large office space, and the attorneys left him for whatever reason, so he had all these small offices, and he needed to do something with them, so he started renting them to small businesses. And executive suites have always done good in down economies because people need to do more with less. Well, fast forward today, we started our business in 2009. Jill and I met at a networking event, and she had a need. She had a home-based business. I had the real estate background, and we came together and started our company probably at the worst time, because that's when everybody was losing their jobs, their businesses were folding, and we decided to start one. Well, again, it was a downtime, so it was a perfect time to start this model. So as we move forward, the whole landscape of office has changed. People are doing more with less now, but even as the economy gets better, we still have our laptops. We are so mobile. We don't need the large bricks and mortars or the office spaces that have large storage components to them. People just need a place where they can meet face-to-face and they can show that they are professional, that they have a professional environment. So we really have the best of both worlds, and we're very, very excited about our concept. I think what sets us apart is we are local. We have five locations currently. We're looking to expand also valley-wide, but we are more, you're not going to find us downtown in the high-profile areas. You're going to find us more on the outer-lying, underserved areas where a lot of business owners, executives, and professionals live. And we have a community component where we are so excited to work with the Chamber. The Peoria Chamber was the first chamber that we joined back when we first started our company. They've been very glorious to us. Ashley, thank you so much.
Yes, of course.
And so anyway, I feel like I've said too much already. I could go on and talk forever, but I know time is important right
well,
now.
Well, I think that's great for people to know that, especially some of your community partners. When I was on your website, it was rather impressive, very high-profile people. And what caught my eye, of course, the Phoenix Coyotes, being a big hockey fan.
Yes.
How about some of the other community properties community partners that you deal with?
Well, we deal with multiple types of organizations, both nonprofit and organizations for profit. And the way we determine who a good community partner is, and by the way, if you go to our website, which is myofficeaz.com, and up top click on About Us, and the pull down will show community partners. Please go in there and check out who all is on there. But these are companies and organizations that we've joined forces with in one way or another over the years, that offer us good service. We, in turn, do the best we can for them, too, and we give back to them whenever we can. So it's just about giving back to the community, and some of the companies are higher profile, but they're just the same way we are. The whole Phoenix area is all about community and supporting people around you and really building those relationships, because people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Oh, wow. I like how you just said that. Wow. Did you make that up?
No.
Oh, well. I wish.
Trademark it.
Yeah, that is very cool. But you know, from the Arizona Coyotes, National Bank of Arizona, Arizona Small Business Association, that's a cool place too. City of Peoria supporting you, obviously. City of Surprise, Peoria Chamber, the great Peoria Chamber, I might add. Surprise Chamber, I've been to that one. That's an interesting one. North Phoenix Chamber, Phoenix Metro Chamber. You must know Jason Bressler.
Yes, we do very well. He's a wonderful man.
He really is. I got to tell you about Jason. I met him 15 years ago.
Wow. He was about 12 then.
Yeah,
I think.
he looks young, but he's actually in business then. He must have been maybe 20, perhaps, maybe a little bit older, actually. But he looks so young. But he is the best networker I have ever met.
He's incredible.
Absolutely. And he does the same thing he did 15 years ago, which is he has this big book. No electronics. It's all cards. And he goes, who do you want to meet?
I know.
Boom, 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 boom. And he actually knows everyone.
Yes, he does.
And he is enormous help. Very cool dude. That's interesting. Wow, ASU West. This is pretty cool. So you've approached all these people, evidently.
Yes, we have.
And got them somehow involved. That's rather impressive.
Yeah, we have great working relationships with them all.
That is fantastic. There's no question about it. Now, something else on your website, and I'm trying to see where I saw it, but it might be under Contact Us, but I did see a list, apparently, of all your clients.
Yeah, it's under Our Businesses.
Okay, that's where I saw it. There it is right there. I'm on your website. It's a nice website.
And that's only about 35% of all of our businesses. We have over 160 businesses that we work with right now that rent from us in one way or another.
Well, you know, that's pretty amazing. And if, let's see, I haven't tried this yet, but if you click on it, I guess it's linked to their...
Yes, to their website.
To their website.
And it gives a phone number, the name of the company, and then it goes right to their website. So, and it's all free for our businesses. We want to, bring them exposure in any way we can.
I think this is incredible. You're way beyond the concept of executive suites, because I haven't heard this before, where you're actually providing exposure, marketing. And I'm reading right now, it says Featured Business of the Month. So you're actually featuring on your website one of your tenants,
it looks like. Yes, we do.
So how does that work? How do you get to be the Featured Business of the Month?
Oh, gosh, there's multiple ways that we pick them.
First, they have to reply.
Yes, they have to reply.
Yes, and check their pulse. That would be probably a good thing.
We try to give everybody the limelight when at all possible. And there's different levels of plans that people buy. And the more, obviously, that they're willing to commit to us, then the more we're going to commit to them.
Certainly makes sense.
And we rotate it. What we do is we send out a Better Business Blast the beginning of every month, and it has the featured business. And then the next month, they go on our website. So they get 2 months' worth of exposure from us. Which, we can't guarantee we bring them business, but we bring them exposure, and that is half the battle right there.
It really is. You know, exposure is everything, and people often confuse marketing with sales, and it's distinctly different. Mm-hmm. And most people, at least the ones I've met, always think they're doing marketing, but they're doing sales, and it leads to a lot of frustration because the criteria is way different.
Yeah.
And this is marketing.
Yes, it is.
And this is brand recognition. Mm-hmm. It's similar to people that want to be, either commercials or be on our AM shows, NBC Sports or entertainment show on 1480. And I always tell them, this isn't about sales. You don't go up and sell. Like in a networking event, you're not selling. You're developing relationships.
Yeah.
You're developing an identity of trust, of rapport, and credibility, expertise. And it always amazes me, no matter how many times I tell people, they go, okay, good talk. All right, who can I sell to? It's like, did you not hear what I just... But how important, and obviously it's important to you guys and your tenants, but how important is this part of your business model to your success?
It is huge because it's one of the things that sets us apart from our competition. Not everybody can be committed to the businesses that rent from them, and hold their hand and give them a little bit extra than the next guy. But we try very, very hard. Jill and my company is a little bit smaller by design because we want to give back to these businesses. We believe in small businesses because both Jill and I have small businesses and have been in the arena for a long time. And then coupled with the fact that we've been in the West Valley for more than 30 years, and we live here, work here, play here, and you know, want to grow our business here too. So
30 years. First of all, you both look way too young for that statement, but I want to give you a compliment on that. However, 30 years in the West Valley, I'm suspecting there was nothing here.
Not much.
I mean, desert, right?
Bell Road was two lanes.
Yeah, when I moved here in 1984, they had just paved Bell Road to two lanes.
Wow. That's amazing. Wow. Did you ever envision the explosion of growth here?
Well, yes, because we've got Lake Pleasant, which is just a jewel of the West Valley.
That is cool, isn't it?
Yes, the topography in general is just incredible.
Not too far either from where we are now.
Not really, and it's getting
maybe
closer as the,
25
as the city
minutes,
grows.
Maybe,
yeah, and I
roughly
live 6 minutes from there. So
oh, you do? Where
I do. I live in the Vistancia area.
Oh, yeah. I lived there just before I purchased the house. And nice area.
Yes, it is.
Very big development. I mean, it's growing like craziness.
Yes. So back to the point where we're West Valley. We've lived here for forever. We have a vested interest in the success of the community and the businesses out here, and we're excited to be a continued part of it.
I think it's really awesome, and it really serves, you know, like we were talking about, a need for businesses. Now, primarily right now with, I think, most of your locations, they're sort of in the west, northwest area, because you have one just down the block on 83rd. You want to go over some of your locations?
We have five. The fifth one soon to open in March, but we have one in Surprise on Bell and Reams, just off the 303.
Which is, that's a nice location, having a freeway access.
Again, growing huge.
You want to hear something weird? Well, I've been here, let's see, since 94. That in itself is not weird. What's weird is that the first time I went on the 303 was only a month ago.
Oh, wow.
That's weird.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Because I was out, you know, buying that new house. And they go, oh, you're 6 minutes from the 303. I go, what's a 303? No, I'm exaggerating. I sort of knew. But, boy, that I went from the location where the house will be. It's not built yet. 6 minutes up Lake Pleasant, I think, mm-hmm. drive or road.
Lake Pleasant, mm-hmm. yeah.
Or about 6 minutes, maybe 4 minutes, and you're on the 303, and within 6 minutes, I'm on the 17.
Yep.
It's like, how is that possible? When did that come, that miracle?
That is huge. The 303 is doing to the West Valley what the 101 did when they joined to I-17 and I-10. Now the 303 joining I-17 to I-10 is really helping Surprise, and that was one of the reasons.
Yeah.
We looked out in that area for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
We knew that it was coming.
Yeah.
And so where we're at, it was a strategic plan that we're very excited about.
That is very exciting. And just as a sidelight, do you think the 303 will go past the 17 eventually?
It's
to
going to turn into
Desert
Sonoran
Ridge?
Into it's no. going to turn into Sonoran Parkway for now, which Sonoran Parkway is already there, which works its way, I believe, to Tatum.
Cave Creek Road.
Okay, to Cave Creek mm-hmm. Road. And
oh, it
so,
does.
Yeah, they're finishing up. There's a bridge that they have to mm-hmm. build there. So anyway, they're finishing that up. So it'll turn it more to a parkway instead mm-hmm. of it the 303 continuing.
So there's no plans
now,
actually.
For the foreseeable future.
So maybe someday up to Desert Ridge or far north Scottsdale, which mm-hmm. would be really good for Scottsdale because, man, you could drive forever going. And am I still in North Scottsdale?
Yep.
Ah, there's the border of Las Vegas. Okay, so you got Arrowhead Ranch area, which is where?
We have Arrowhead Ranch, which is on 51st Avenue in the 101.
Nice location again. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Easy access. Then we have the one just a mile and a half south of the Chamber on 83rd Avenue in Thunderbird.
Which is near the 101 again.
Peoria, yeah. And then we have I-17 in the Loop 101, which is physically located at 23rd Avenue in Pinnacle Peak. But easy access mm-hmm. north and south and east and west.
So I-17 and the 101, but Pinnacle Peak, so it's a little north Yeah, a little
north
bit north.
North of the 101, just
how
south
far north
of
would
Tara,
that be, do you think?
1 mile.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice location.
2 miles.
Do I hear 3 miles? No, I'm just kidding. This is not a poker game or auction, but that's a great location, too.
Yeah,
only
it is.
2 miles.
It's awesome for North Phoenix. And we even have the businesses that come down from Prescott. And so it helps serve North Central Arizona as well.
That's great.
So, yes.
Oh, that's incredible.
I went to that grand opening, and it's very easy to get to.
Yeah,
very easy.
It is.
Yeah, from here, you just take, what, the 101?
101 to 17. Just
north
a second.
2 miles, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then you have the other one that's...
We have our brand new location opening in Central Phoenix, which is located on Squaw Peak, basically across from the Squaw Peak Hilton on 16th Street in Northern.
That's a very nice location as well.
And it's just off the 51. Mm-hmm. So
which is ideal.
We strategically plan that. We want to be near major arterials, but yet be available to the local communities too.
Is that still called the Point at Squaw Peak?
Yeah, Point Hilton at Squaw Peak.
So they still do that. I first stayed there when I lived in California when it was, no, I guess it was Hilton, but someone else, famous developer out here in Phoenix, actually built the Gosnell, I believe.
Gosnell, Buzz Gosnell.
And he had South Mountain, Squaw Peak, and the Point at Tapateo. And I stayed at actually all three of them. Not at the same time. That would have been interesting. Well, they are far apart. Not really. But I enjoyed all of them. And Tapateo was interesting with the sort of the hills and stuff. And I got to know the GM, and the next thing I know, I got presidential suites.
That was sort of fun. Nice.
I go, all you have to do is know the GM. Well, it's good networking. But anyway, they're very fine places, and I think you have some good restaurants out there at Squaw Peak.
Yes.
Don't you have enchiladas?
Yes. We got
famous.
Rico's right across the street.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, great places.
Gallagher's?
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't that still there?
Gallagher's is right across
If you like a sports
the
bar, they have good ribs, so a little plug for them.
Yep.
So that is another cool in that location, but that's not ready as of yet, but soon to be, right?
Should be ready March 1st.
Oh, that's not far away.
No.
Okay, so that's very cool. So as far as expansion goes, you've expanded, in my opinion, very quickly, obviously due to success, because you started, I think you said, in 2009. So that's a nice progression right there, not so quick that it's out of control, but a nice, comfortable progression to help others. What's on the horizon? What do you see 5 years from now, for example?
Well, our ultimate goal is to be valley-wide. So currently, like we said, there are locations in the Northwest Valley, North Valley, and now the Central Phoenix area. Our next points of interest will be Southwest Phoenix area around the 101 and I-10. And then, I'm sorry, 101 and I-10. And then going east, we're very interested in the Southeast Valley as well as North Scottsdale. Uh-oh. And then also kind of Scottsdale along the 101. So our goal is to kind of take that 101 and I-10 and make a big old loop and be not far from that. That is a major arterial. From there, I don't know.
Could be worldwide.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
Nice.
There's in our business plan, we have outlined some opportunities for franchising. We're not there yet, though. We're still working on our perfect model.
Sure.
And it changes because of the industry that we're in. It's always subject to change. Without that change, though, you can't have progress. So anyway, we're excited. Right now, this year, 2016, we're focused on our locations that we've just opened up, and really we're focusing on bringing lots of great businesses in that we can collaborate with and help grow. So
I think that's awesome, and especially, I got to keep saying this, the marketing component is just fabulous. And as we discussed earlier, sales and marketing, two distinct things. So you're actually really providing a tremendous value, just the marketing alone, because most companies don't understand that. And you're sort of helping them do it. And I think that's amazing.
Well, businesses are so busy working in their company. And the number one challenge of any small business when they try to grow is how do they clone themselves, you know, and how do they be in four places at one time? And so we try to help alleviate that a little bit through our support services that are that our concierge offer the businesses, but also by helping to bring them exposure and connecting them with other people that may be able to help save them money, may be able to help them make money.
So, yeah, and that's the key. It's almost like an informal marketing arm that every business gets. And who would not accept that?
Especially from two people that have been networked in the Phoenix area for 30 years.
Oh, you must know a huge number of people.
We can hopefully open some doors.
Well, wow. And what I like about it, too, is since you work with small businesses, they may not necessarily have much of a marketing budget devote to that area. And we all know that that's extremely important to get your name and business out there. So I love that that's just built right into their costs for their office.
And Ashley, you hit the nail on the head. It seems like when people cut or as they're starting to grow, they spend less dollars on marketing because they're so busy trying to create their overall infrastructure.
Yep.
When, you know, it's the chicken or the egg, what comes first? Mm-hmm. Well, marketing definitely. In downtimes, that's when you should increase your marketing budget more than anything. Or when you're starting up, increase that marketing budget. So for people that don't have that, can't do that, that's a component that we bring to the table and we can really help people.
Yeah, that's great.
And then in turn, we help people, then they help us.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's interesting. You're absolutely right about it. In downtimes, people get rid of training, which is crazy, and marketing, which is as crazy as getting rid of training, because one of my pet peeves, being in business so long, is that it's really hard to find good people in business, good employees, potential, you know, managers, partners, owners. And I always said, well, if you don't have them, and you can't, if you can't find them, then train them, you know. And so many people are there. Companies are not training them. So I agree that the time there's every down uptime is always good for marketing and training. There's no question.
Right. So
but it just shows there's a need for some business education, perhaps, or a change of mindset. Let me ask you this question. Tenants that, let's say the one at Arrowhead, for example, are they allowed to go to other locations if they have a meeting out by another area, or how does that work?
That's the best thing that we can offer one of our businesses.
Oh, okay.
If they choose to be in the Glendale location, they're obviously trying to hit the West Valley. We want them to know that they can use Peoria. They can use Surprise. Then they have referral systems. So somebody's referring to somebody, and the referral happens to be down in Central Phoenix or up in Anthem. They can use any of our locations. They don't have to come to them all the time. They can go
get
closer to their clients.
Oh, that's a great feature. Yes. And how does that work? They would get access to the lounge area or an office, or how's that work?
A private office or the lounge. They can use the open areas, or they can just book an hour at a different location anytime.
Wow, that makes it flexible and easy, and that's the key. I bet in your mission statement, I'm not sure I've seen it, but I bet there's components, whether it's directly said or not, flexibility and ease of office space. It's got to be part of that because that's how you're describing it.
Yeah,
and I'm sure your tenants really appreciate that.
Oh, they do.
Yes.
And each office location has like a receptionist type?
All of our locations offer the concierge receptionist, and what she's there to do is meet and greet their clients. She can answer their phone calls. She's a notary.
Oh.
So kind of all different kinds of services.
Oh, complete business service, it sounds like.
Yeah, and a lot of our businesses use her as their secretary as well, so they do support services.
Oh, okay.
So, hey, here's some pamphlets. Can you staple them? Or some envelopes. Can you fold and stuff the envelopes? And it's at a really economical cost where they don't have to hire a full-time employee. She's there for them.
Oh, that is good. And how do you, I suspect both of you are involved in the hiring practices of your people. And I bet you get a lot of response, I suspect, but it's probably...
We do. We just put an ad out. It's funny that you say that. We just put an ad out, but 2 weeks ago. And it was within 1 hour, we had like 60 resumes come across. It's like, oh, I got to take that off.
Wow, that many.
And one thing that we do, our guiding principle in our company is great customer service. And so when Jill and I look to hire, and we have a wonderful operations manager, Dawn, that helps us hire also. And what we all look for is values, morals, integrity, you know, the who they really are as a person. Skills can always be taught.
That's a good point.
But if they have that basic, those basic characters that we're looking for, then the rest is easy.
Wow, that's a great insight you just just said, and because you're right, and that's the training component.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. If you have a really good person, great morals, values, integrity, honesty, you never can go wrong, can you?
Nope, you can't.
Right.
Wow, Ashley. What do you think of that?
I think that's amazing.
It is.
Because it doesn't matter who you bring in. Like you said, they could have a whole list of skills, but you're going to bring them in. You're going to have to train them how to do things maybe your way or, you know, they're going to have new things that they encounter in your office anyway.
Personality and customer service can't be taught.
Absolutely.
That's true. It's just something that happens.
Yep.
That's a good point. And that is important. Because they're sort of the face of your organization as people come in.
Yes.
And if they set the tone, the atmosphere, the environment, don't they?
Yes.
Partly.
I
actually, it was funny, I won't say who, but one day I went to another competitor, walked in the reception. Yeah, I know, I couldn't believe I did that. But that's where the meeting was. It was strange. I said, let's switch it. But so I walked in to meet someone, and the receptionist, you know, maybe a good person. I don't know. But not in the right place, position-wise, because she was either, like, insanely shy or rude. I'm not sure which one. But, you know, customers don't give the benefit of the doubt. They go, if you say hi and there's no hi back, first of all, the customer should never be initiating it ever.
Right.
And it was just a little surprising. Mm. So I gave a little feedback to that company.
Good.
And I said, you know, you may want to reconsider your hiring practices a bit. But anyway, I thought I was doing them a favor. You say it nicely. You know, giving feedback to business owners is valuable. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to yell or scream. At all, if you had bad service, but you could say, let me speak to the owner, you know, just from one business owner to the next. You know, you might want to look at this. You know, it's just my opinion.
And what our businesses tell us is of monumental importance, because without them, we wouldn't be where we are. And so we, in fact, it's great. Something that Jill and I have recently done is we've created a My Office Advisory Group. And from each location, we've picked four businesses, and we have our first meeting in this month in February. And the purpose of that meeting is to not only say and go over what my office can do better, but what are some things that we don't provide that we can, and how can we best serve our businesses and find ways to make them more efficient, to allow them to make money. Because, again, their success is our success. So that is another thing that we're doing that our competitors, I don't even think it's on their radar because they're not set up that way.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. And what a compliment it would be, you know, not even having a customer, a potential customer or tenant come in and say, yeah, I like office space, but I'm coming here because also I hear you do marketing.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the ultimate consistent with your whole business model.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
Now, I believe either I read it or I may have heard it or I dreamt it. I'm not sure. Do you also do networking events there?
We do. We do networking events
for your tenants.
Right.
I dream it?
You did not dream it.
I know. You told me, I think.
We're doing a lunch and learn this month for LinkedIn. And what small business doesn't need LinkedIn?
I'm not good at it.
That's great.
Yeah. I need
I'm
that.
I'm not either.
Greg knows. He does.
There's no charge.
And that's valuable, I heard.
We just say, come. We'll supply the lunch.
Oh, wow. Yep. Really?
And another thing, besides the lunch and learns, too, each of our locations have a multi-purpose room like the Peoria Chamber House. Mm-hmm. And it's like a community room. Mm-hmm. And in that community room, that's where we have our lunch and learns. We also have tenant appreciation events. We have new business events where the old businesses can come in and meet with the new businesses. We have, whether it be a lunch a happy hour or whatever.
Great.
So our goal in 2016 is to spend more time working with the businesses that we have and developing a really good referral program and really spending our efforts on thanking them instead of reaching out for new opportunities in areas or markets that we're not as familiar with.
Wow, that's just ingenious, I think. I mean, I think that's amazing because that is exactly what businesses want. And
that's
if it's
right.
delivered for them and to them.
Yes.
I mean, you know, how can you go wrong? You just
can't.
You can't go wrong. The average size of your locations, let's say the one on North 83rd
and
Thunderbird.
That's around 9,000 square feet.
So how many offices would that be, roughly?
That one has 21 offices.
So that's a nice
three
deal.
Three conference rooms.
Three?
Three kitchens.
Three kitchens?
A multi-purpose room and an open collaborative area.
Wow. Why? Yeah. I just had a curiosity, why three kitchens?
It was three individual suites that we put together.
And
we opened it up. You'll have to come by and check it out.
Definitely.
Please. The address is 14050 North 83rd Avenue. It's just right off of Loop 101 at 83rd and Thunderbird. Mm-hmm. We're in Suite 290. Mm. Anybody is welcome to come and visit us. We'd love to give you a private tour.
Wow. So, but are the kitchens different? I must be fixated on these kitchens.
Yeah.
Are they all different?
But they all have refrigerators.
Really?
Microwaves. Coffee.
It's almost a free kitchen with every tenant.
But every 30 feet there's a kitchen.
Well, that's sort of cool.
That's probably good. I don't know if you'd want 21 people using the same kitchen.
Oh, yes. Good point, Ashley. So, that's a very good point.
But our locations range anywhere from 8,000 to 12,000 square feet. So we're not a mega executive suites, mm-hmm. and we're not a, and I hate to use the word mom and pop because I'm a mom and a pop. Anyway, it's somewhere in the middle. So we can still provide that personalized care and service, but yet we're big enough to. I mean, we're in business to make a profit, and so that's our sweet spot.
Sure, and that makes sense. That's cool. Now, what's your biggest location? You said about 12,000.
It's going to be 12,000 square feet. That's going to be the one at 16th Street and 16th Street and Morton, in between Northern and Glendale.
Oh, Martin, I know where that is. My daughter, I think, used to live on that street.
Yep, right across from the point.
And how many offices do you think that would be?
That one's going to have 40 offices.
Wow, 40.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
That's a nice size, but not mega, like you said. I prefer the more intimate size, between 20 and 40.
Yep.
You get like 100, 200. I don't know.
Then you get lost in the shuffle.
It's so true.
Yeah.
And that one has
exactly.
That one has about an 800 square foot community room. So it's going to fit like 50 or 60 people, which is huge for these small businesses
because sometimes
they want to have seminars. They want to have private events. They want to do training sessions. And so we rent the room out for – it's $50 an hour. Mm-hmm. But by the time you're going to have a big event, to bring value, you're going to want to charge somebody $20 to $50 a person. And by the time you get 50 people in there, you're going to more than offset the cost of the room.
Yeah.
And then we'll also help cater. We can help set up the food. And we've got the audiovisual equipment that's free. You don't have to pay for audiovisual or extra services.
Oh, wow. Now, if you did a seminar, how many people would it fit in a space like that?
That one should seat either 50 classroom style or 70 stadium style.
Yeah. That's great.
That's a huge advantage in itself.
It is.
Can other office locations use that particular?
Well, we've got a multi-purpose room at our Thunderbird location. We've got one at our Surprise location. And as we move forward, we're going to be having more locations with them because that is something, too, that our competition does not do.
Wow.
And they don't have to be one of our businesses either. If somebody needs to just book it on a weekend or a night or for a whole day seminar.
For a company retreat.
They don't have to be in our business network already.
Oh,
that is
great.
Fantastic. So you could do so much with that. Big networking events.
Yeah. You could have a great big radio show event.
That's what I was thinking. That would be huge. And I think that's exciting. Can you believe the hour has zipped by? I mean, yeah. It's basically you got a few minutes left. But with these few minutes, let's talk about how they can get in touch with you. Your website, phone number, any contact information you would like.
You can look us up online at myofficeaz.com. You can give us a call at 623-505-0966 or shoot us an email at info@myofficeaz.com.
Wow. So that's quite easy to get in touch with you. On the website, it shows all your locations. I would encourage people just to get down there and take a look and meet both of you.
Yeah.
Well, come on in for a tour, and we'll give you a day pass.
Oh, wow. That's like one of those health spas. A day
and
pass.
And we have three kitchens.
Yeah. I never heard of that. I love it, though. I think it makes a lot of sense. Ashley, you brought up a great point. I mean, you know, and plus with, you know, the refrigerator could get filled up pretty quick on one kitchen. So three kitchens make a lot of sense. So. Yep. It's been a real honor and pleasure, Shelley Bade and Jill Polgrant. My Office Business Suites. That is fantastic. I'm looking forward to visiting you, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for
having you.
Us.
You're more
much.
Than welcome. Ashley Scott, thank you. Yes. On behalf of the Peoria Chamber of Commerce, every first Wednesday of the month from 11 to 12, we have Peoria Chamber of Commerce Radio Hour, so we're excited to do that. Anyway, we'll see everyone next time. Have a good day.